Hey, what's up, y'all? Serena Vincent back up in here exploring life like always. You know what's up. Basically, I was almost giving you the intro to one of my videos. My bad. What's up, y'all? How's everybody doing out there? Like I said, man, a podcast, I like doing it. I feel comfortable doing it. But again, I only do it when I want to do it. You know what I mean? Just like everything in life. You know, so that's why I kind of fall behind, but officially, I did drop my last episode the last day of July. I think it was July 30th. No, so there you go. So it did count. All right, it does count. But yeah, I wanted to get into it. Like I said, man, I have a lot of ideas that pop in my head and like, oh, let's talk about this, let's talk about that. But then, like, they kind of fall flat. But the whole point, the reason why I'm bringing that up is because sometimes, like in life, we tell people, just do it, you know? If you have an idea, you know, it's nothing crazy or weird or, you know, you're not going to die. You know, it's not like, oh, I'm going to, you know, jump off the Empire State Building and see if I can fly. I mean, get that. You know what I mean? Don't be dumb. But, you know, just in general. If you ever have an idea or you have something that you want to do, want to pursue, just do it, man. Like, you want to do a podcast, you want to do a video, make videos, do TikToks, do Snapchats, do fucking Instagram Live. Do it. You know, nothing stopping you except yourself. And I guess maybe circumstances. Maybe you live in a small house, so you can't be quiet. There's no quiet. There's no privacy. I get it. You know, whatever reasons that we'll come up with to stop us, we'll feel comfortable doing that. Oh, I can't do it right now because too many people around. Again, the reason why I always bring it up, I know it's like a broken record sometimes. I apologize. I'm not trying to be a broken record, but it's just something that really, to me, I kind of feel like a lot of people do that. They stop themselves or the whole, oh, everybody else is doing it, so I don't want to do it now. Do it because you want to do it, you know, and I'm going to say fuck everybody else. I'm going to say just forget it. If they've other people are doing it too. Who cares? That's cool. Learn from them. I'm not saying steal all their ideas or nothing, but just learn from what they do right or do wrong or whatever. Or if you don't, use them as, oh, I don't want to be like them. I'm going to do my podcast or my videos or my channel or whatever the fuck you're doing better or worser or a different direction or whatever, man. That's, we all do that, but I get it. Because a lot of times I understand some people want that quick satisfaction. And sometimes that's not going to happen. And like I said, I go back to it. I know, again, broken record, Arena Vincent. Why are you fucking saying this again? I get why it sucks when you actually do put the effort in and still there's no great results. That's what's going to happen. Sometimes we're not all famous. We're not all like, look, guys, look, the reason why I want to talk about what's gotten me, like, let's talk is, like, for instance, there's a lot of not famous people, but a lot of people. I'm going to talk about podcasts, but I'm going to talk about how podcasts and stuff is like this generation's talk shows now. And you know what's funny? Like, to me, I thought that shit was boring. Why the fuck are you going to watch a video? I get it. It's almost like an interview anyway. So, like, why do we watch Dateline or the news or 2020 or, you know, and all those fucking places that interview somebody, has a sit-down interview or talking? That's the same thing as a podcast now. So, and then, you know, like, when we used to watch talk shows like, remember when Rosie O'Donnell had her own little talk show? Remember, like, Oprah, like, Sally, you know, the girl with the red hair and the big glasses? Sally Jesse Raphael, whatever the fuck her name was. You know, Jerry Springer, even Jose Luis, I think that about those names was, you know, he basically Mexican Jerry Springer show. you know what I mean? All that, you know? And we used to watch that. Like, as kids, we wouldn't mind watching that, you know? Especially Jerry Springer when he's showing all the, you know, all the ladies, you know what I mean? But nah, you know, so, and then, yeah, Ricky Lake. Jenny Jones, ooh, yeah, Jenny Jones, all the badass kids and shit. So, like, that was what we watched. And so now the younger generation, it tripped me out because somebody who's a little bit younger, I follow her on Snap. She was basically listen, I guess watching the Nelk, the what the Nelk Nelk boys, Nelk boys. Reason why I know about them, the whole full send, no half sends here, full send, was the little African kid. I mean, he's not, I think he's African American, but I forgot his name. The one that always like used to do pranks, right? He used to be in public and go like up to people's ears and go, or like pretend like they cough on people. Well, whatever, man. But I guess he was being interviewed by the Nelk boys on their podcast. I'm probably saying their name wrong. My bad. Whatever though. You know who I'm fucking talking about. And you know, she was a younger generation. You know what I mean? And it tripped me out. She's like, because Elon Musk, I get it. It's a person that's interesting. Whatever. It tripped me out that motherfuckers would sit there and watch people talking to someone. You know, I get it, it's an interview though, so it's just different because the fucking microphones are in their faces. So what the podcast, I think, I mean, you saw it, like slowly radio stations were doing that where they put a video camera. So watch live as we're live when we're doing our show, watch us too. So you know, you can get the reaction or like, you know what I mean? So I get, but it's funny now that a lot of podcasts are doing this now. They are actually recording, making a video that's connected to the live. Basically, they're doing their podcast and a video at the same time. Basically giving you a show, a talk show. That's the way I look at it. They're basically doing a talk show, but it usually depends on what kind of podcast you're listening to. If you're listening to a podcast where it's two guys, like one famous guy and one person that's famous but different, does something different, or basically one famous guy and one regular guy that's just talking. You know what I mean? And they're basically shooting the shit, talking to each other. Or you got guys, people who do interviews. They're interviewing famous people or interviewing interesting people or whatever. Same concept. And that shit cracks me up, man. This is basically like, because my son, he'll watch like some pothead guy talk on YouTube Live. Like usually he's live on YouTube, motherfuckers watching them. I was like, why the fuck you listening to motherfuckers talking? But I get it, because we used to do the same thing, but it was packaged different. So it tripped me out, because I barely realized it today. Like, it popped in my head, like, okay, these motherfuckers are basically like the talk shows now. But, and then it's funny, because people I grew up watching, like wrestlers or like, you know, rappers like Dub C, and he has a podcast with his friend CJ Mack, who was another rapper and shit. They cool, though. I haven't listened to any, but they do the same thing. They do video and voice record. And to me, this is just a niche, because imagine if Ricky Lake or Jerry Springer did podcasts too. Like this whole show can be listened to via podcast format. I know it's different because, you know, talk shows like that are more visual, because, you know, you're seeing the guests if they're doing outrageous shit or they look funny, you know what I mean? So I get that. So again, it's all packaged differently. So that's the shit that trips me out. That's the shit that I laugh about and be like, oh man, this is some crazy stuff here. I mean, this is like, it's the same thing. Cause then like we trip out, and that's the problem. I think older generation, they kind of trip out or they get mad, say, oh, why are you wasting your time watching that dumb shit on YouTube or watching that dumb shit on, you know, whatever show, you know? Oh, this will fucking hurt. Okay, my bad. I was like, what is wrong with this guy? He can't drive or what? Okay. Oh, my bad, guys. I'm driving home, so. See, again, I know I'm trying to dedicate a space and the time so I can just do podcasts all day. But, you know, I'm multitasking. I'm multitasking, motherfucker. But anyway, like I was saying, this is hope. Let's just hope I get enough gas to get to the gas station, y'all. Shit, 45 miles. Some kid's sticking his body out the car. Dang, yeah, I'll make it. 10 miles to spare, baby. All right, my bad. So that's what tripped me out, man. And I realized that. That's cool. And the reason why I bring this up, too, because like I said, and then there's another guy, some pothead guy my son watches, too. But I think he does both too. Like he does a video, like story times on YouTube, and I think he podcasts his stuff now too. So to me, it's like two different revenue streams now. Instead of having just a talk show like Ricky Lake, you're having it in podcast format now too. So it's pretty trippy. I get it. Like, the visual format's cool for people who like visual. So they're watching somebody interview somebody. So they're watching what they're looking at, like, you know. And they'll sit there and the fucking, the younger generation will sit there and watch it. And I get it. Then it hits in my mind. It's just like Dateline or 2020 or fucking when, you know, who the fuck interviewed Whitney and Bobby? And remember it said crack is cheap or crack is whack or some shit. Remember? Like, basically the same shit. That's what they're doing. But it's now it's in their format. So what you see, I know some places are real, real professional, so you don't see the big-ass microphones in their faces. Other places, they know what they are. They're a podcast. Now they're doing they're showing the interview. Like, they're showing you what it is. So it's cool. I get it. And then, like, and it's some people don't like it. Some people will keep referring to all these fucking podcast guys fucking think they can make a show out of it now. They just put their head together and say, hey, look, if we're getting this many downloads or hits or whatever the fuck you listens on a podcast format, imagine how many video. Imagine if we put this shit on YouTube or whatever the fuck they're going to put it on, and how many people are going to watch. Shit, the people who are listening to it might watch it too, you know? So, it is what it is. Don't be, unless you have a certain gimmick or shtick or whatever the fuck people call it, that this is what you're going to do and this is how you're going to present it and that's the only way, then stick to it and do it, you know? But if not, just be open to doing that. And it tripped me out, man. Like, this is all basically the new generation's, like, talk shows now. Podcasts being filmed or being streamed. You know what I mean? I'm trying to find the fucking word that it's basically like Twitch. You know, Twitch, when you're streaming on Twitch, you're fucking playing video games. Some people, I get it. I think Twitch, the more personality you show or the more like, it's just not just the gameplay. Some people like that. Some people don't like that, you know? So I get it, you know? So that's what I mean. That's all it is. And it trips me out. It's like, basically, remember what I said during the pandemic, when the pandemic hit, and like, for instance, sports talk. I love sports. I love it. I love sports, but I know it's not the most important thing in the whole wide world. To a point it is. I know grown men, people have dreams and aspirations to be something big in sports, Olympic sport, professional sport, whatever. And I get that. And it does, financially, if you have the skills, discipline, and all that shit to be successful in a sport and get paid big amounts of money if you're good enough, you know what I mean? More power to you. I ain't hating on that. I get that, you know. But to me, I know it's not the end all be all, you know. Like, oh fuck. And I know some people can't go a day without sports, like whatever seasons in all, it's football season. Oh, I can't wait till the weekend. Oh fuck yeah, you know, college football. Fuck yeah, whatever. But then they don't like arena football. That's whack. Or they don't like USFL. That's cheap. Or talent's not the same. They don't like any of that, but they like the NFL. Whatever, man. And I get it. But I get it. We all like what we like. But I know it's not the end all be all. So I just look at it this way. These motherfuckers were literally doing fucking radio shows from their home. I get it. They probably had more better technology. So it kind of like flowed better. You know what I mean? Like the different type of devices they have. So it connects to that one sound, because all or somebody needs to be just go to the studio, right? One person in the studio at all, just one person, producer, whoever controlling the board or whatever the fuck they call that shit, and then one guy can just fucking call in, and then boom, be live radio right there talking. There's a show, you know what I mean? Like, and that's the kind of problem. Open up my eyes and said, you don't need all this fancy, smashy production and shit. I get it. It sounds nice. Believe me, I recorded a song. For like a commercial that a radio station in Milwaukee, Wisconsin was one of their sponsors. So I created a song, and you can tell if I had better production quality, the song it would have sounded better. But I didn't. All I did was play an instrumental from one of my phones and recorded myself talking over, they're basically trying to rap or sing over that instrumental on the other phone. That's all it is. So, but I get it. If you have like the producer shit, like to cut it up, make it sound nicer or whatever, or make it blend, I get all that. Editing. If you master editing, your shit will look better, sound better, and then people might be more attracted to it. I get that part too. That's why for me, I know my channel really hasn't grown, my YouTube channel, is because I don't do all that shit. Again, I don't want to sound like a broken record. I'm sorry if I do, but like this is me with the bigger idea to it. Like it pops into my head. Like I said, this is the arena of life. So we are exploring the arena. And again, life has all different arenas, different facets, different things we think about, different days, different ways we feel for every different day. You know what I mean? So this is why I'm bringing this up, because this is the way I feel about it now. Or I have the flow. Like, yeah, I can talk about it right now. Record the podcast. Give the people what they want. Nah, man. Again, thank y'all for listening, though. All the people who've been here since day one, thank you. All my friends and family who listened to certain episodes or didn't listen, thank you. Whenever you get the chance to listen to this, I appreciate you. Real. Again, time is your time, man. So I thank you for including me in your day or whatever the fuck you're doing. You know what I mean? But yeah, so basically this segment is just talking about how podcasts have become the new talk shows. Because I know everybody has one. And the reason why it kind of popped in my head, because look at recently, now I don't even know what the podcast name is. I was listening to it. Basically, it's called Click This or whatever. I think it's Click This. I'm not sure. I might be wrong. But basically, Kevin Nash from wrestling, WWF. WCW, WWE, TNA, wrestler, NWO, NWO Wolfpack, NWO Elite member, Kevin Nash. He has a podcast now with some other guy who I think he normally does like wrestling. I don't know, his name's Kayfabe something. I forget. Sorry. You know, see, I just listen to it. But sometimes, so they did their first episode, they talked. They had a great story. Basically, Scott Hall, rest in peace. Razor Ramon, Scott Hall, NWO for life. You know, the bad guy. I like when it's when you're NWO, you're NWO for life. You know what I mean? Scott Hall, he passed away. And, of course, they talked, they kind of basically dedicated almost a whole hour just talking about, like, how Kevin and Scott met. You know, they were cool, man, and how they became friends, how they were lifelong friends, and basically kind of got into it, what happened to Scott, how Scott, he fell, broke his hips and shit, and then he went to the hospital, and they found shit wrong with him, and then he was in the hospital, had heart attacks, and, you know, basically, like, the last moments they had, and I guess they all got to, I don't know if they all got to go see him, or I think they kind of went like all on a video call or a conference call or something like that. I forget, because I think he said he couldn't get a plane out there or something like that. Basically, and all that, you know, and Kevin Nash got a little emotional about it. And, you know, of course, that's like your homie. That's his friend, you know what I mean? Like one of his road dogs and shit. So I get that, you know, and I like that, you know, and it's funny how they met and stuff. That's pretty cool. And you can tell if Kevin Nash, he has a type of humor about him. He ain't afraid to get political, and he kind of stands where he stands. And I don't mind that, because most of the stuff I agree with him about. You know what I mean? So that's why I don't mind him. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I like it. And then he does talk about wrestling too, and all that. And then the last episode I listened to, he was talking about basically they're going through. They have segments though. So, but the majority of the last episode I listened to was they're going through all his movie credits. So, on the little experience, all the movie credits he's been in, like even the little scenes, appearances, shows, on movies, and then he'll talk about them. So, it was pretty cool, pretty interesting. And then they have a segment where people can hashtag ask Nash or whatever, basically send a question in, so, and then they'll read it to him, and Kevin Nash will answer. And all that, so they have all that, which is cool. And yeah, just have different segments and stuff. So I enjoyed it. I liked it, you know. And the reason why I bring that up and it clicked in my head was because I guess the very first, plus it's new, So I get it. And Kevin Nash, he probably he has a following. Some people might not like him. Some people like him. You know what I mean? And all that. I think, you know, NWO, man, NWO for life. I always thought he was cool, so I ain't tripping, you know. So he did his thing. And what the hell was I going to say? While the guy who hosts the show with him, I think it's Kayfabe Steve or some shit. I forget his fucking name. My bad. what is his name? What was I going to say? Oh, he kind of gave him the numbers. Like, oh, guess what? Our first episode or our second episode had over 25,000 downloads or 35,000 downloads. And they were number one or the 50th in the whole podcast world for that week, or, you know, or in sports, we were the top three in sports, like, you know, because wrestling, so it's not a wrestling podcast, per se it is, but it's like, you know, it kind of goes all over the place. That's why I like shit like that, you know. I get it, if you have a niche, like, if I want to listen to video game podcasts, and I want them to talk about video games only, I'll find one that says nothing but video games, you know, or sport hobby podcasters that just talk about the fucking hobby, sports cards, whatever, so I get all that. So it's cool, and the reason why I bring up those numbers, because look, I'm not saying that, hey, the show's not good or nothing like that. I'm just saying with Kevin Nash's celebrity in that wrestling genre, of course, I mean, he's acted, he's fucking Super Shredder. He was Super Shredder. I didn't know that until like a couple years ago. He was Super Shredder. He's done movies, you know, he was in Magic Mike, but nothing too, you know what I mean? But wrestling in general, he has that celebrity already. So, of course, people will listen to it. So I'm just saying, like, when don't get caught up in the numbers sometimes. I get it. That's what we kind of look at, saying, hey, can I take this further? Can I make this my career? Can I quit my fucking day job and do podcasts forever? You know, or you know. And don't get caught up with the numbers, though. Because remember, some of these motherfuckers are celebrities. Like, they're, you know, like rappers, they're movie stars, they're TV stars, they're athletes, ex-athletes, college fucking athletes that, you know, maybe they're making it a pros, but now they have a fucking average NBA stars, but now they have a podcast, you know, all that shit, all of it, or ex-news people, or ex-fucking newspaper editors, or whatever, so they have these connections already, and they may already have a following, and I get that, so, you know, you jump in on that because their following will maybe like it. You know, maybe they might don't like fucking podcasts. So they're like, I ain't gonna fucking listen to no podcast. Hell nah. I'm gonna watch your fucking podcast show on YouTube. What the fuck for? You know, so this depends, you know. So you can't always look at it like, oh man, if I don't got the numbers here, I ain't gonna get nowhere, or I should just quit. If you don't want to do it, just don't do it no more. And you can leave, remember, like, the funny thing about the internet, man, like, it's pretty true when they say, like, it's the internet, it's out there somewhere. You know what I mean? So you can literally close that account, take down all the podcasts, and take down all the episodes, or try to find it somewhere. Or I don't know how you would have to delete, like, go to each podcasting website and say, hey, I want this website, I want this podcast removed, I want it taken down, or whatever. It's still going to be out there forever, you know? So, you know, you can always come back to it depending on what platform you're using. Like, for me, I use the Anchor app. You know what I mean? The advertisements always, you know, just always put the advertisement in every episode for the most part, except one I forgot to. and I use it because it seems simple to me. And to me, like, I think you can still start a podcast using other shit, too. Like, you just, you know, get your phone, get a fucking voice note, record it, boom. Now save it to a computer. Go on a computer somewhere and upload it to a podcast place. And there you go. You have a podcast. You know what I mean? Or if you don't want to use a computer, you always want to do everything on your fucking phone, you can do it that way too. I don't know how it works. It's a little bit, I don't know, it's a little bit more complicated, I think, but you can do it, you know? So that's why. And then again, you can do straight up YouTube. Again, same thing like they do. A YouTube show. And that's what you do. You can go live. Even Instagram, you can do Instagram live and then transfer that over to YouTube. I think you can do that. I don't fucking know. But yeah, man, there's so many possibilities. And the reason why, again, I bring that up is, like, again, celebrity, if you have already a niche and you have something that you're known for, if you do have fans already, or people, or supporters, fans, whatever the fuck you want to call them, they will check your shit out. And then that's what gets you your numbers. That's what will get you at first to be like, oh, shit, okay. Now, again, because if it's something new, people who might not like you or who might not have no opinion about you, they'll check it out too and see what you're talking about. And there's going to always be critics. So don't get mad. Don't be disappointed or nothing. Like when somebody's talking shit on you or says, oh, your fucking podcast whack, bro. Or like me, I'm fucking, but I'd probably say, oh, you repeat yourself too much. You have awkward silences. I can't hear you. You talk about the same subjects, but repackage them differently. You know, all sorts of shit, but it is what it is. Until they actually put that in the fucking review, how the fuck are you going to know? You know? That's all I say, rate and review. Rate and review. I mean, I would have, of course, if somebody's just bombing and shitting on you, fucking, like, 100,000 people are just saying terrible, terrible shit, whack. You know, and I get, you know, we're not supposed to give a fuck what people think, but and eventually it'll get to you like, fuck, man. Am I really this bad or are these motherfuckers trolling me or whatever? So, yeah, man. So that's what I want to bring up. And that's what I say about this podcast game. I know a lot of people have them. Kids have them. Teenagers have them. Fucking millennials have them. Gen Zs have them. Boomers probably have a fucking podcast. Senior citizens have fucking podcasts. All that. And there's nothing wrong with that, man. That's the whole thing about technology and shit. Use it. Have fun with it. You know? But good. I always tell you this, though. Once you put it out there, though, it's open to criticism. Even though you kind of don't want to be criticized or, like, you got to be like, man, can't somebody just enjoy it? You know? Nah, there's always going to be somebody criticizing you or somebody's going to remember, oh, I remember you said this shit about this and, oh, you're a bad person for thinking that way or, you know, so that's why you kind of, you can be full crazy, like, full raw you or you can censor yourself or you can be a totally different person. It's up to you, you know? You don't have to conform to all this shit. Like, you can be making up, you can say you believe in all this shit and you don't really believe in it. You're just doing it because it's like a parody. Or you're making fun of it. Or you're saying maybe, you know, I don't know, whatever the fuck. You know, but that's why. You know, so it trips me out, man. But these are the new talk shows, man, I think. Because, again, these fools are interviewing people. We're sitting down and watching them on YouTube doing it. They're interviewing people, but then it's a podcast too, so you can just listen to it. And it's not affected. Like, you know what I mean? Like, again, to me, it's just packaged different, man. And it's pretty cool. And like, so I don't trip. And look, for me, like when people watch other people play games, like, you know, Twitch streamers and Ninja, how he got real big and blew up because, again, his personality and, like, what game they're playing and if they're good at it, you know? So all that stuff, to me, that doesn't bother me because as a kid, I had a brother, older brother. He was like 4 years older than me. So he would play video games. We were lucky enough to be born in the generation where the video game systems were coming out. You know, like fucking, we had Nintendo, and then we had Super Nintendo. Then my mom bought a Sega off one of her coworkers. You know what I mean? And I remember fucking, the Sega was funny because it came with a few games, but I guess supposedly some of the games weren't working no more or something. So I remember, man, I was fucking this Vector Man for Sega Genesis. I was fucking just blowing into it, slamming it in there, not turning it off, turning it on, taking them out. I know you're not supposed to blow in them, but fuck, we all did it, man. We all thought it was getting the dust out. Whatever. Slamming it in there, and then it finally worked. And I was like, oh, shit, I got a game to work. Yeah, you know, slaying engine. So all that, you know, it's funny how we did all that. But I have a brother. The reason I bring that up is I watched him play games. Like, sometimes we'll rent games, but it'll be like a one-player game only. So I'll watch him play because I don't know how to play it, or I didn't want to play it, or it was a game I wasn't into. So I'd watch him play. And I would find it entertaining. You know, but then sometimes you're in a mood like, motherfucker, I want to play now. Let me fucking play. How could you get to play all day, you know? So I get why these kids, or the younger generations, or even my generation, fuck, I don't care. I just say younger because I see more of that. Why they watch people play games. Like, because then some of the older heads be like, what the fuck? Why the fuck are you watching this motherfucker play a game for? And to me, it's like a couple things. Reason why you're watching this little play is either you want to, like, this person's good, so you're kind of learning how they play the game. They're doing, like, a walkthrough or a playthrough of a level, so you're watching him. Or him or her, my bad, too, you know, everybody. everybody fucking plays games, so you're watching them play, so then you can beat that same level. You know, you can figure out, how the fuck do I beat this level? What do I do? When am I supposed to jump? What, you know what I mean? So I get it. So basically, like, walkthroughs are strategy. And then some people just like watching people play it. Like, they're curious. It's like almost watching motherfuckers play poker. Why the fuck do they have poker on TV? So you watch people play? Same fucking concept. Why the fuck do we watch people play pool? Well, that's a competition. I get that, you know, because, you know, that's a competition. Yeah, I get it. It's more of a playoff competition, but same shit. But I get it. You know, you're watching guys just play everyday normal fucking matches of games. It's not even like for the world championship or something. And I get that part, but same concept, man. So, that's what I always think, man. It trips me out. Is that people will sit there and watch somebody play games. And then sometimes they're not even playing the fucking game right. They're just fucking around in the game. Like, motherfuckers is being funny in the game. And people like that. You know, and again, I get it. Like, Twitch is more about, or any like, streaming service that you're streaming. It's about your personality. It's about you. Like, what are you going to do? Are you going to be a streamer who talks a lot during your gameplay and then cracks jokes and fucks around? Or are you going to be a streamer that's like, hey, guys, I'm streaming right now, but I'm taking it seriously, man. So I'm going to be fucking grinding it out. I'm not going to talk a lot. I just want to focus and, you know, focus and try to beat this game and, you know, get all the secrets. So come join me. You can do that, you know, and then basically just playing the game and people are watching. You can be interactive with the chat. So it all depends on what style you want to bring, you know. And that's cool, too. So that's why it's just, and then how much effort you going to put into it. And the same thing, like I say, you know, like I remember there's a place called Caffeine. I think it's called Caffeine. Streaming service, too. It's kind of like a Twitch. But I remember all the advertisements they had. And I think they had, like, I think the game was on there. I don't know if Blueface was on there, the rapper, but the game, I think, was on there. I'm not sure, but, you know, it had, like, certain people that would play, and then they play games, so they would go on Caffeine and stream. And then sometimes that shit will just fall off. Like, if nobody of substance is using it, or a lot of people are not using it, it's not going to work, you know? And it happens, you know, and I get it. So it just depends what platforms you're using and, you know, what people are like, or what how far people are going to go to view your stuff or listen to it. And if it's user-friendly and all that, well, it is what it is, man. But, yeah, going back to it, man, I get it why these kids like watching other people play games. It's like, oh, man, I've never been this far. Or I wonder what it looks like to beat this level, or, you know, all that, you know. So I get that. And I'm tripping in, too, like to find secret levels, secret, you know, Easter eggs and shit like that. It is what it is. But I know, I guess, you know, a certain generation trip out, like, what the fuck are you watching? This is boring. Why don't you play the game, you know, instead of watching somebody play it? But it's a mixed bag, man. Like, people, you have their reasons of why they're watching other people play games. So it is what it is. But yeah, man, this is that segment. That's what I wanted to talk about. That was in my head. Like I said, how the podcast game, is it saturated? I would say yes. Everybody has a podcast. A lot of people have podcasts or participate in podcasts. You know what's funny, too? I am, like I said, I'm the arena of life. The arena of life with Arena Vincent. And we, like I said, I want to talk about all sorts. UFOs, sports, great sports talk. Sports, UFOs, conspiracy theories if I want to. Only thing I don't really do politics that much, so I don't really step into that forum, but it is part of life. It's the arena of life. You know, there's interesting things, questions, facts, articles that I found interesting, and we'll talk about it. And I still haven't done it. I still have a fucking magazine I read about 2-3 fucking months ago, I want to say. And I have fucking bookmarks. I have fucking sticky notes on the things I want to talk about. I still, to this fucking day, haven't even talked about them. Or I remembered off the top of my head and I kind of talked about it. I was like, come on, man. You know? And that's the part I'm talking about. Going back to from the last episode is the effort, you know, the amount of effort you put into creating your content, you know, or contributing to your content or whatever. And that's what I'm talking about. Oh, I got all these ideas. Yeah, I want to fucking talk about this magazine article that I read. It's so interesting. It has me leaving the article with even more questions. You know, but no, I can't even fucking do that. Right, you know? So, but it is what it is. Like I said, it's something I'm working on and something that I want to do. And maybe, I don't think I'll leave Anchor because I said it's easy, but sometimes I was looking for something a little bit even better where I can start recording my voice. Like, hey, what's up, man? This is blah, 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 blah. And then, like, if I have to pause it, I can pause it without fucking stopping it. Because that's the only thing with Anchor. As soon as you stop, like, if I hit the stop button, it stops. And then it creates a whole new segment, you know, or a whole new, like, it, you know, stops. Which is nothing wrong with that. And I think it seems flawlessly. I think it's smooth when it comes together. You know, I'm like, hey, what's up, man? All right, man, till next segment. Hey, we're back. You know, I think it goes smooth. It doesn't go like, next segment, silence. And then segment two starts. Know what I mean? But yeah, that's what happens to me and all that. And, but yeah, the reason why I bring it up because there's two podcasts already that kind of have the same concept of my podcast. Kind of the same concept. Kind of, I think it's one called I Got Questions by this fucking news anchor guy. He has a news anchor voice too. Yeah, I have questions. Can you believe dinosaurs have feathers? Blah, blah, blah. Hiccups. Why do we get them? And I was like, this motherfucker stole my, he didn't steal my concept. But in my head, I'm like, motherfucker, that's the same shit I like to talk about. Like, things like that. Like, you know, throw that subject in. Boom. Let's talk about it. Like, what's your questions about this? Why do they do that? You know what I mean? And then, I think, and the reason why I remember that, because a news anchor guy and it's simple, you know, I got questions or something. I don't know if that's what it's called, but we'll probably look it up and find it. And then another one, so like an older guy who is, he sounds older, and he basically saying, have you ever came across headlines that made you want to read the whole article? This is what we do in my podcast. We're talking about the headlines that make you go, huh? No way. And I forget the fuck the podcast is called, but same concept. That's the same shit I want to go for. You know, like, again, it's the arena of life. So, like, weird shit like that. Because a lot of podcasts do, not a lot, but I know some people do it where they kind of, like, say, oh, they go, like, they look at the headlines of newspapers from different towns and cities and shit. Or we all go to Florida Man and say, oh, a Florida man was arrested for fucking throwing pizza at a man and burning him or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Like, Florida, dumb shit. So shit like that too. I get why we do that because it's crime. It's something ridiculous or fucking, you know, there's some weird shit. So I get all that. But yeah, same concept. So there's out there. So because I kept telling myself maybe I should stick to something, a subject, and just talk about that all the time, like, or a genre. And that's it. And I was like, nah, there's fucking podcasts out there. Again, they might have better production value and better research departments and shit to fucking give them, hey, and then line up interviews. And, like, to me, too, that, like, doing an interview, that's something I want to do next. I'm not shy about asking someone. It's just the questions that you have to have lined up. And I have them in my head. The fuck was that? I have them in my head, but I don't have them, like, written down on the list or, like, you know, put on your notes in the phone or anything. I don't have that yet. I know I should so I can be fucking interview ready at any time, but it's like the common questions I'll have, like, you know, whoever I'm talking to, why'd you choose this profession, or like, why, like, if you're a football, if you play football, why football, or why the NFL, or why this, why that, or how old were you when you got into this, and why did you get into it, is this something that you are still into, or blah, 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 you know what I mean, like, just common questions, nothing too crazy, and then to me, I'll feed off of what the guest is giving to me. But then sometimes that don't work because there's going to be yes or no questions or, like, real basic answers, and then you kind of be like, can you just reiterate? And then I guess you don't want to be rude to a guest and say, fucking, can you go into more detail? You know what I mean? Or all that, but I get it. You, again, this is your podcast or your YouTube channel interview. You can fucking tell, ask them whatever the fuck you want to. Don't fucking chicken out now, you know? That's true. You could. You can ask any motherfucker whatever the fuck they want. I mean, whatever the fuck is going on. So, I just find it, so those are things I kind of want to work on. Doing those things. Interviewing someone and putting it on. Actually, I interviewed a guy on YouTube. I did a video, interviewed him. He caught a foul ball at the Angel game. He was a Blue Jay fan. Did a quick little interview. And that was cool. I put it on YouTube. On my YouTube channel, Arena Vincent, all one word, all capital letters. Again, Arena Vincent, all one word, all capital letters. I am on YouTube. but you know how it is. So yeah, man. So that's what tripped me out when I heard those two advertisements. The one I got questioned one. That one was a little bit older, but then I saw. I guess it's still around, and he made a new trailer or a new continuation about the whole dinosaurs with feathers and shit and all that. So it's cool. I get it. But yeah, man. That's what I kind of want to do. Bring to the podcast. And I get it. Should I fucking just videotape this too? I did a vlog once, like a video log of just me talking, basically doing what I'm doing right now. And I was on my way home. Yes, I know. And I was just talking about random ideas, random thoughts, and stuff like that. And it got a decent amount of views for me, like for my channel. I ain't no fucking super famous guy, you know what I mean? I'm not super popular or whatever the fuck. I just know that, hey, it's there. It's out there. Again, it's all about plugging it sometimes. And if you don't plug it to the whole world's not going to watch it. You know what I mean? And that's that. And to me, if I do plug it to anybody, my friends or family, I know it's not an obligation. Like, you don't have to fucking watch it, bro. Like, you know, you don't even have to subscribe. I would like for you to do it, but if you don't want to, it's all good. Like, again, we got to understand that people are not going to like the way we stuff that we like. They might not have time to listen or watch your shit, or they just don't want to watch your shit. And that's the truth. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, why am I going to get mad and say, why the fuck you don't watch my shit? You know? And that's, for me, it's the way it is. My bad. I'm yawning and shit. So, it is what it is. I accepted it. And all you can do is just keep doing what you like to do. Like I go from the last episode. Like I said, the guy on YouTube was just fucking, he kept uploading video because he said he loved to do it. Not because he didn't care about all that the views or the subscriptions and the monetary shit. He didn't care about all that. He just liked doing videos, and he kept uploading, being consistent or whatever, and it is what it is now. And I get that too, the consistency. That's why sometimes I try to drop it now on my YouTube channel. I try to drop a video like at least by Thursday, Friday, or Saturday. You know, I try to drop a video a week. I got tons of videos, so I don't have to. I can drop more and more videos. But usually I try to do like just one a week, you know, balance it out and all that good stuff. But anyway, man, this is it for this segment, man. That's what I wanted to talk about, the podcast. Podcasts are the new talk shows. And what else did I say? Yeah, podcasts are the new talk shows. And when you start something, again, remember, some of these guys are already popular. They're already a celebrity. They're already like a main player or a big guy or a big star somewhere. So they're going to bring their followers or fans with them. You know, stop comparing your shit to other people, shit like that. You know, because then you might get, like, fucking worn out or like, oh, man, I'm never going to get those numbers. No one's ever going to listen to my shit, or my shit's terrible, not even successful. Nah, man, just put it out there, and if it grows, it grows. And eventually, again, too, when I get it, depends on how much effort you let people know, you know. You go on your fucking, all your socials and fucking plaster that shit all the time. I get it. Some people, they get tired of it. They don't want to, like, you know what I mean? I get the fatigue of like, oh, great. It's just fucking, all he does on his story is, oh, check out my new YouTube channel. Check out my new podcast. Check it out. Well, of course. And then if somebody doesn't want to hear it, they'll just skip it or just click right through it. And if somebody says, oh, this fool had a new video today, let me check it out. That's all I think that's for. You know, we're just reminding people, hey, what's up, man? New video's out. Check it out. That's it. But I get it. Some people beg. Some people start fucking DMing everybody and shit. I will DM with the direct link, and I don't give a fuck. If, you know, I used to try to do that, but it just wasn't making sense, you know, for me. But it is what it is, man. And you just got to enjoy it, man. And, but yeah, man, YouTube channel, Arena Vincent, all one word, all capital letters. Arena Life Podcast, baby. You know, that's what I'm trying to do. And that's what was crossing my mind today. I wanted to talk about it so bad, so I got to record a podcast episode talking about podcasts again. But yeah, I mean, let's think about it, though. That's what it is. It's just, my bad, new kids or new generations talk shows now. They do interviews. They interview all sorts of people. They interview older guys, younger people, sports figures, famous people, you know what I mean? And I think, for the most part, my bad, guys. my phone fell off the stupid, the little fucking tripod thing. We're using Bluetooth, though. Using Bluetooth. Shit scared me, though. For the most part, it's just, and if you want to interview people, this isn't me thinking now. I'm just thinking on my feet right now. You want to interview people, just fucking go and do it and say, hey, my name is blah, blah, blah. I have this podcast. You know, I would like to interview you. It can be pre-recorded or we can meet in person or we can do Zoom, whatever you want to do, whatever. And then, you know, of course, some people want to see your credentials or like see your stats. I have a podcast that gets about 20,000 downloads or 10,000 listens, a week and blah, blah, blah. I get that because some people, this is about promoting. You know, you can, like, you know, sometimes people say, hey, man, I would love for you to be on my podcast, on my YouTube channel. You can promote whatever you want to promote. That's cool, too, but I just want to ask you questions and, like, blah, 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 you know. And then they can say, well, how many people can you reach? Is this going to be some fucking random fucking interview that no one's ever going to listen to? You know what I mean? Like, people are. It just depends on the person. But that's what I said. Just ask. Why the fuck are you hiding or scared or shy? And again, if you're not prepared, then don't ask then. Like, you don't have the questions prepared. Like, say if you go up to a motherfucker in the street and say, hey, can I interview you? And they say, oh, yeah, go ahead. Let's interview me right now then. I got a couple minutes. Are you going to fucking freeze and be like, or are you going to bust out the list on your phone? We all have phones, right? We all carry them for the most part. There you go, man. Be prepared. So I get that part. Because sometimes, again, this is just an excuse people will put. They'll say, oh, I'm not prepared, so I'm not ever going to do it. All right, then don't fucking think about it then. Or stop fucking bitching that why haven't you did it. It's on you. I get it. If they say no or don't answer, move on to the next person. You know, follow up later. You know, again, because you don't want to be a person that's bugging. But depending on the caliber of person you're asking to interview, you got to put, like, if they're famous or they're popular or, you know, or they're antisocial or whatever. You got to put all those factors in because they might not be wanting to fucking talk to you, you know. So there's a lot of factors in that, you know. Or just think about it like just fucking making a friend. Like, how the fuck do you make friends? You talk to them, you let them talk, you talk to them, kind of feel what they talk about, what you have stuff in common, or if you like their vibe, or whatever the fuck, you know, whatever is cool, or you like the way they act, you know, conduct themselves, and then you go from there. Again, because some people, how would I say this? Not fake, but a facade is fake, right? Yeah. But, like, they put up this front because that's the way they act. Like, you know, have you seen the stupid meme, the meme video, or, like, the little sound bite where they say, people at work always saying, hey, add me on Facebook, add me on this. And then I say, nah, man, you can't add me. I'm so gangster outside of work, you know? So, like, that's what I mean. Like, they're professional, very cool, very nice, kick back, but outside of work, they're kind of assholes, or they show their true colors, or they speak their beliefs, whatever, you know what I mean? So you might not flow with them after that, you know? So I get it, you know? It just depends. But yeah, make friends. So, but yeah, just go at it that way. Or depending how you're going to conduct yourself, man, is this going to be a professional fucking podcast? And you got to let this be honest. Say, hey, I'm just going to record you on my phone. Or if we're going to do Zoom, I'm going to screen record. And then we'll go I'll post it on there. There's no, you know what I mean? And I get it. If you're going to interview someone famous or somebody in, like, a position of decent power or whatever the fuck, make sure, too, you got to let them know, hey, we're not going to edit this. It's not going to be edited. It's not going to manipulate what you're saying or anything, you know, because some people are trip out about that shit too, you know. because they don't want their shit, you know, fucking saying, oh, yeah, I like to blow people up and smoke dope. What the fuck? What the, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the fuck. But, yeah, so, yeah, that's kind of like me telling myself right now, just fucking do it, man. Go fucking do the interview or go ask people to interview. And it doesn't have to be famous. It could be some just normal people. Like, you know, hey, stop treating famous people famously. And then they'll see, they'll act different. But when there's always a motherfucker always saying, oh, shit, that's you, it's always going to be different for them, for the most part. You know, that's the way I look at it. But anyway, man, I guess this is it for this segment. I know it's like you're going to end it, but these good ideas pop up in my head, you know? So hopefully y'all hear me right. Hopefully y'all understand, man, the podcast game is basically the new kids, new generation's talk shows now, man. They're doing interviews. They're fucking basically doing a podcast, like doing a radio show and just having cameras video carrying them. But now what they're doing better is, you know, the video quality is great. And, of course, they're just kind of zooming in on a subject or they kind of play both. They know that some people are just going to listen to the podcast or dedicated to make good podcast or good hearing content. And then the people who do tune in on the YouTube channel or they have their own fucking internet site, however the fuck it works, they're going to play towards the camera too and do funny shit and, you know, all that. So it's like, that's what I say, man. It's a new generation's fucking 2020 fucking Dateline, fucking hard copy, fucking, you know. It's the other one that comes on in the afternoon. People don't really like it because it seems like borderline shitty ass like reporting or like what is it called, not Dateline, what the fuck was it called, Inside Edition, shit like that, you know. And I like I said, it's just the new shit just repackaged for the new generation, which is cool. Like I said, more power to you. I ain't tripping. I get it, you know, as parents, you kind of like, man, fuck you wasting your time watching TV. Remember our parents used to say that too? You fucking stop watching so much TV, go outside. You know? Same concept to a point. But yeah, man. But thank y'all for listening. I'm not sure if this is going to be a standalone episode or I might add a segment to it. Who knows? But it will be out before the month is up. For sure. Alright, man. So let's end it right here. Until next time. Not until next time. Until maybe the next segment. If not, we'll see what happens. We're going to continue it on. Thank you for listening. Hopefully you'll listen to the whole thing. Hopefully I didn't bore you. Hopefully I didn't be like, man, this fuck is boring. Thank you for listening, y'all. Appreciate it. Hey, what's up? We back. Arena Life. Segment number two. Like I said, man, I was going back to the podcast thing. I was going to end it. That's why, like, hey, I'm going to give you some back, what, production talk. That's what they call, acting like I'm professional and shit. Was gonna end it right there, but like I said, podcasts have become the new talk shows for the younger generations. Older cats like me, or you if you're older, thank you for listening. we can benefit from both, you know. I may not benefit because, look, there's stuff out there now. Like almost every, like I said, everybody in your mama has a podcast. All it takes is two motherfuckers right now just talking. If they want to get serious about it, they got the little microphones so they don't sound too, like, they can fuck with the sound. They got, like, professional recording equipment so they can stop. They can literally record something. My bag is fucking ants all over the fucking place. They can literally record something. Like, I kid you not, literally have something, idea come up. We can record right now. Let's talk. And then they can stop it and come back to it. Right now, like I said, this goes back to the other episode about putting the effort in and organizing your and putting the effort into making a time just to record podcasts or getting better equipment, better apps, better programs. What the fuck are you going to do, you know? But for me, I just use the Anchor app, man. That's all I've been doing. And I hit the record button and we talk, you know? So like, it's just not hard, man. The hard part is, again, for me, is just keeping the content alive, keeping what I'm talking about flowing,
sometimes. And that's why sometimes it's hard. Like, when I first started this podcast, I had a bunch of episodes. Like, I mean, I record, like, for me, my issue is I'll record a lot of shit and I don't publish it until slowly. So then that has my backup. Like I said, I want it, like, if you've been with me since the beginning, this podcast, you know, at first I was going to say, hey, I'm going to do an episode every week. And then I said, hey, I'm going to do an episode every 2 weeks. And now I say, hey, it's an episode once a month, baby. That's all I'm giving you right now. Because I don't want to promise the people or whoever's listening. Thank you for any few people who are listening. I'm not hyping myself up like I got people waiting. And that's the thing I don't want. Like, of course we want that. Like, when we look at the fame or the monetary consumption, if that's what drives you. If that's what drives you, that's what you're going to want. You know, you want that monetary consumption, like, yes. Or you want that fame, like, I want people to listen. I want people to know who I am. And maybe this will be a stepping stone so I can get a regular radio job or a regular podcast with somebody else who's bigger and more popular or whatever. You know what I mean? Whatever. So I get that. It just depends what you want out of it. But like I said, I go back to the guy who's making videos. He just said, just do it, man. If you have love for it, if you like doing it, do it. Post it. Who cares? Maybe one video will get 10 views. The other one gets 100. You know, or whatever. But I get it. And then there's people, again, going back to it all. I know people that will leave. They will have a channel built up, had a lot of subscribers, had a lot of, you know, interaction. And then it just kind of, they get stuck. They plateau. And so they say, fuck it. And they start a new channel. You know, and that to me, that's kind of crazy, man. I get it, though. But yeah, but that's all I wanted to talk about, man. The podcast game is cool. And I wanted to get into, I've listened to actual podcasts, a couple now where, you know, that's what they are. They're podcasts. They're not sports radio shows, you know, recorded and then put in a podcast form so you can listen to them later. Actual podcasts, and they're cool. I enjoyed some of them. But again, I like doing my thing. I'll listen to stuff when I'm working, because that's how I consume stuff, when I'm working. When I'm at home, I rarely will listen, because then at home I'm doing home stuff, like playing with the kids, watching movies, you know, doing stuff like that. Maybe sometimes I'll listen here and there when I'm like maybe doing cleaning or organizing and shit, but that's just me. I don't know, I'm weird like that. But yeah, so you can find a lot, and then sometimes what a lot of people are doing now, like I said, reason why I said it's the talk shows for the new generation, because basically they're fucking doing, they're putting two things at one time. They're putting a video out of them talking and putting a podcast out. So basically they're recording themselves talking with, like, most of the time some people who do podcasts are always with another person. So I ran across people, a guy talking about conspiracy shit, and then a girl's with him going, ooh, oh. Or she'll put in her 2 cents, or he'll put in vice versa, or the two, I don't know if you, I mean, like I said, I don't know about podcasts a lot, but there's two Asian cats I always see. Do you know about this theory? Do you know about this? Do you know about that? And then the Asian guy's like, no, what about that? And then they start going about talking about what the fuck they're going to talk about. You know what I mean? So I get that formula too. I get it all, man. But again, it just depends on your likes. Like, somebody can be listening to me right now and say, I don't like this way. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he sounds. Fuck this guy. I get it, man. We like that. And it's natural. I get, you know, some people are a little bit more, you know, adamant about what they like to hear and what they like to listen to than others. There's other people who are very open and they listen to a lot of types of people talking. Other people are like, nah, this feels annoying. This feels fucking whack. Or he's talking about dumb shit. Or he's just wasting my time talking about the same shit. You know, so I get that. So I don't feel that way, but certain people, when they're talking, it's like, whatever, man. And then, like, to me, it's like, what are you doing? Are you playing for the camera, or are you just talking? Because that's the shit I kind of don't like. I get it, though. You know, they're making content, so they have to provide for both. There's people who are just going to watch your podcast, and there's people who are actually going to listen to the podcast. They're not watching nothing at all. They're not watching your fucking podcast show. They're listening to it, you know? Like, so I get it. But like I said, there ain't more power to everybody. If they found a niche in that system where, fuck this. Why am I just making a podcast? I can fucking record us talking, and we can put it on YouTube too, and get traffic from that. So that's more power to you, man. That's cool. Like I said, and to me, like I kind of knew that from the start, but ever since COVID hit and everybody was going home, and these motherfuckers from ESPN, these motherfuckers, like, because I like listening to a lot of sports radio to a point, so that's why I reference them a lot. They were fucking doing interviews there and doing radio shows. One fucker was at the studio and the other person was at home. Or the producer was at the studio and the other two fuckers were at home, literally, doing a podcast, doing a radio show. Because of the technology and devices that they have that you can do that. You know, other than that, you just call in, too. They have a fucking phone system, right? Turn on the fucking, however that works. Put a call on and the other guy is, you know, whatever. So I get there's some equipment that you still need. But they were putting on fucking shows. Literally, productive, high production level shows. And that showed people, hey, you can do it too. So stop with this fucking, like, you know. But I get it. It's very discouraging because you think, oh, I'm going to do this and everybody's going to watch. Everybody's going to listen. Everybody's going to be like, yeah. Nah, it don't work like that, man. It don't. And if it does, go more, again, more power to you. If that's why, again, I see a lot of these, like, celebrities, older guys, older celebrities, older, you know, it don't matter. Or, like, mid-end stars or mid-end celebrities or mid-end athletes, like semi-star athletes or whatever, doing the podcast form. Because then people who liked them or who were fans of them or liked what they were or like what they're talking about and like that person, they're going to go to it and they're going to check it out, right? Because that's all you need is that pitch, that check it. Let's check out this shit. Okay, I like it. Okay, I don't like it. Nah, I'm not feeling him. Oh, he opened himself more and I don't really like the way he thinks. I don't like his opinions. I don't like his political view. So I'm not going to, you know what I mean? So it's all like that. Like, you know, so it's cool. So that's why I wanted to, you know, just try to open it up a little bit more about what I meant by these are the talk shows for the kids. Now, it's not, there's like, you know, like Jerry Springer, you know, the titties hanging out, bitches shaking their asses and shit, or, you know, the fighting. There's a podcast that interview, like, ratchet ass bitches that, you know, what I saw on Instagram. This ratchet, or this female who didn't give a fuck. She said she went to the gas station or she went somewhere to get fucked by her ex-boyfriend. Sorry, this is a graphic, my bad. You know, had sex with her ex-boyfriend. I guess her ex-boyfriend, you know, came inside her. And then she went back home and let her new man, her man now, eat her out at the same afterwards. But he didn't know or such or whatever, man. So, like, there is graphic shit out there, too. There's adult podcasts out there, too, that just talk about sex, you know, or sex education and all that, too. So it's all out there. You just got to look for it, you know. So that's the whole point about making podcasts. And the niche that you find, people are going to listen. And I don't think radio is dead. I don't think podcasts have killed radio. I just think the podcast has gave people that whole option of, like, fuck all these government regulations about I can't cuss, I can't say anything. I get it. If you're professional, you don't need a cuss to a point. But again, if that's what you grew up knowing and that's how you're going to tell the story, and more power to you. But there's, again, there's consequences to the actions once you do that, you know? But cussing, it's cool. I get why we do it if you need to. But then there's people who cuss all the time. That's just their lingo, their normal day of life. So, but yeah, man, there's all sorts of shit, man. I know a lot of people, a conspiracy podcast, aliens, and weirdos talking about their opinions or crazy, you know, right conservative crazy shit, and, you know, or all those damn liberal hippies and all that. Of course, there's all sorts of shit, you know, both sides that you can listen to. And then there's funny things. There's people, like I described before, like on my shtick, like my thing I do, gimmick or whatever the fuck you want to say, is I want to explore life. So things that I find interesting, because it's my show, right? And I like it like a favorite. It's my podcast, so I'm going to talk about whatever I find interesting. So, and that's cool. And then you just go, but you do, see, the professional shows now, they're going a little bit more, they're using their resources, like interviewing, tracking people down. You can do all that. Like, say, even if you go back to the newspapers, and you read a newspaper, right? You read an article. Who was it written by? Who is it written by? It's written by whoever, you know? Guess what? Most newspapers, you can get in contact with that writer. They usually have their business email. Basically, back in the last time I read a newspaper, but the newspaper is still there. Business email, or they have their fucking Twitter, or their Instagram, or their Facebook, or whatever the fuck. You can contact them, literally. You can contact this person and say, hey, that article you did on the cheap watches that are expensive now, or the $5 watches that were cool back in the early 2000s, but now they're collector items, or whatever bullshit, whatever comes to mind. Who did you interview? Is there any way I can get a hold of the person you interviewed? Or usually, if it's a business or something, they usually put the business name that they interviewed. Oh, we're interviewing John Markenemug from John's Cool Watches, located in the city of Santa Ana, you know, or whatever the fuck. You know, you can find ways, and then you can still do what these big agencies or big places do. Set up interviews. Call them. Say, hey, I wonder if you want to do an interview podcast, or can I just ask you a couple questions over the phone, and I write it down, and then I can reference them, you know, all that. But it takes effort. That's the shit I don't do. And me, I'm not afraid. Like I said, my weakness has always been, I guess it is fear. Not fear, but like just like that. Afraid to be awkward. Like, oh, what is this guy doing filming outside my store? Or what is this guy do calling me and wanting to do an interview? If you don't ask, how the fuck are they going to know? If you don't want to say, hey, can you do an interview for my podcast? And then people might roll their eyes and say, oh, great, another motherfucker with a podcast. Yeah. Or another motherfucker with a YouTube channel. You know, but that's what's going to happen. And be prepared for that, too. Or again, if you might catch them on a bad day, the person that you want to interview or you have questions for, and they might not just not be feeling you. And be aware that there is people out there that you might feel like they're using you, but they're not using you. They just want to know, hey, is your podcast famous? Is your podcast popular? Like, if I go on this, what is in it for me? And I get it. You kind of look at people like that. Ugh, what a fucking, you know, there's people out there that don't get talked to at all. Remember that. But we're not going to go down that path, but there is. There's literally people that we don't even know their fucking name, or that they work with us, but we don't talk to them because we don't want to. It's not because you hate them or don't like them. You just don't want to get to know them. And I get that. So, and I get that. That's the whole point. That's why I kind of talked about stop treating celebrities like celebrities. Treat them just like everybody else. Treat that actor that you see down the street walking, or that actor that you see at the McDonald's, or that actor you see at the restaurant, treat that motherfucker just like the motherfucking janitor that you see down the street, the motherfucking construction worker you see down the street, the motherfucking grocery worker that you see down the street. Treat them the same. But we don't, because we get giddy. Like, same with athletes. Like I said, I like sports, so of course, if I see somebody, oh, hey, man, that's fucking, he played for the Packers. Fuck yeah, or he plays for the Angels. Yeah, Orange County, what's up? You know what I mean? Of course, we treat them differently, right? We and you might say, what are you talking about, Tree? It's even the minorest things. Are you going to say, oh, man, that's the custodian at the Angels game? Maybe if you're a kid, because kids remember shit like that, right? They remember little things like that. Oh, that's the custodian that works at Disneyland. What's up, man? Right? But as an adult, we're not going to be like, oh, Jesus motherfucking Christ. My day is made. It's the custodian that works at the Honda Center. Oh, my goodness. You know? Or oh, shit, it's the cashier from the Walmart I went yesterday. Damn, what are you doing here? That's kind of being a little overreactive, but you know what I mean. That's what I meant by that. Oh, shit, that's the truck driver guy. Hi, truck driver guy. Shit, man. He works for Mayflower. Damn. Or, hey, well, shit, that's the accountant. Gee, by Willikers. The accountant from, you know. Nah, we don't do that. Same like the plumber. Like I said, it can be blue collar, white collar jobs. Like, we don't treat people like that. Again, unless we know them or we know of them. You know what I mean? But that's a little different. That's a different topic to go into. But that's what I wanted to mention about that. That's how these podcasts, man, are the new talk shows for the kids, man. And I'll keep it real. A lot of these podcasts are a little bit more educational or informational to a point. A lot of them are just basically people telling stories. they're basically giving power, not power, but just letting people tell their life story. Kind of like almost like that Pulp Fiction type shit, like that movie, how everybody's connections or stories are kind of connected but not connected because it's a small world, but then it's not a small world, but it is a small world type shit. That's the way I look at it, because that's basically what it is. We put people on, or they put people on that are interesting to them, or like, you know, have an interesting story to tell. Oh, a near-death experience. You know, I saw ghosts. I was kidnapped, but I made it alive. Or, you know, or same to the same, even they have weird stories about, like, intimacy or weird shit like that. Like the high, like the girl I just described, you know? The reason why I remember it, because everybody's like, oh, my God. That's what's interesting. These are things that we want to hear. Go back to, like, when people say, let's tell stories. Or, oh, I got a life, like, you know, when they look to the older guy, the older cat, and he's telling life experiences. And, you know, most of the time, it might be all the same, might be boring, but he might have some crazy, exciting stories. Or, like, when fools come and tell war stories, right? People sit back and listen. That's what the podcasts are about. And then there's people who do kick facts, who do, you know, talk about history, talk about, you know, alien theory or aliens. Or what ifs, or what if this is, or proof, and how are you going to prove this? What does this mean? What is that? So there's all sorts of things out there. And I think a lot of people are going towards the podcast form because, again, you can take it with you. When you can do things. Like, there's people who listen to music, and then there's people who listen to podcasts. Just like when there's people who read books, and there's people who listen to books. There's people who exercise to literally podcast now. You know what I mean? So it's a little bit different. Like I said, it is the talk shows for the generation, I think. But now it's more mobile, more adapted to their life, that they don't have to sit on the couch and watch it. You know what I mean? And then again, there are shows, there are podcasts that have YouTube channel shows, or like you see it. This motherfucker is literally on the radio and they have a whole fucking hour dedicated to them on sports channels. Just like basically watching them do the radio job. And I get it, they kind of pandle to the camera now, or they're in trying to incorporate the TV part too, or the YouTube part, or the video part now, so they'll post stuff like, hey, this is a interview or a picture of what the doll we're talking about. All the listeners right now who are not watching, we have the doll, and it'll describe, so they'll include everyone, you know what I mean? So that's what I get, so that sort of, it's kind of like metamorphing into a talk show to me. And that's why I kind of came to this conclusion that the podcasts are now just generation, or the new generation's talk shows, you know. And that was my opinion about it. There's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, it's cool. I get it. You can be consumed by it because there's never ending, man. And then you got to have a balance. Like, if you like music or podcasts, because if you like podcasts, there's literally billions. I don't want to say billions. At least millions of podcasts out there. And depending on whatever you find for your favorite, how long their podcasts are, their episodes, they can take over your life, but take a lot of time away from doing other things. Listening. Creating content. Remember that too, but I like it. It's a fair exchange, because to me, when I listened to a lot of these podcasts, it gave me ideas. Or I'd be like, oh, let's talk about that, or let me research that a little bit, and then we'll talk about it. You know? So that's why it's a good and bad thing to a point, because again, as social media content, or just content in general, if you consume a lot of it, you're not going to be able to create a lot, because you're taking your time consuming it. You know, unless you keep hitting the fast forward button all the time, but then after a while, you get tired of doing that. You just want to consume the content how it was produced, you know? And then we keep doing that, like TikTok, or like, you know, Instagram, or YouTube Shorts. You'll keep consuming it because it goes through the algorithm of what you're going to like, and they're going to keep showing things that, you know, you're kind of liking or you're feeling. And then you'll just be consumed with that. And you'll be like, okay, this is cool. Yeah, this is cool. Let me save this sound. Let me do this. Oh, I want to make, you know, but then do it, you know. So that's why it has to be, like I said, all the end of the day is just balance, man. Like, that's what life's about to a point. Many things is just finding balance, you know. But yeah, man, so this is the episode. Hopefully y'all enjoy it. If you agree, disagree, thank y'all for all listening. But this is the episode for August. Podcasts are the new talk shows for the new generation, or the generation. I don't know how to say it. Because I had talk shows. So, like, you know, I had all that shit as a kid growing up. You know, I think people maybe 4 years older, younger than me too, they kind of still count. But after that, that's when it kind of like the gap starts to separate to a point. But as always, man, thank you for exploring the arena we call life. Your homie arena, Vincent. Vincent 365 Productions. Novello. You know what to do with the podcast, man. Give it a like or subscribe or basically review. Review the podcast, please. Whatever platform you're listening on, please review the podcast. And check out my YouTube channel. It's Arena Vincent on YouTube. All one word, all capital letters on YouTube. Arena Vincent. Subscribe to the channel, please. If you like to, if you want to. We do unboxing videos, sports playoff picks. I like doing a lot of sports playoff picks. Most of the time, that's what it's been about, sports and unboxing videos right now. But don't worry, I just still do try this videos where I try food and different foods or drinks, and I post them on there too. But again, that one's one video a week, you know, I try. But man, there you go, man, that's it. Again, thank y'all for listening, for taking the time to check out the podcast. Until next time, peace.